So we began the sugya of Asei Deich Aleisa Asei. And the Gemara is telling us we need the Pasuk of Alea to tell me that there's no Yibum by an Erba, Chais Isha. And the Habamina would have been that Asei was Deich Aleisa Asei Sheyesh by Karis. So we have to understand exactly how this is going to work. And it's Yisaidus again in Yibum. So if you remember in the first shir, we said a chakira, what is the Maisa Yibum? Is the Maisa Yibum a Maisa Kinyan? Or is the Maisa Yibum just a mitzvah? And we said, we brought it to ends up being a machlekes achrayim and different afkaminas. So Reb Chaim Soloveitchik in Chidushi Agrach, in the stencil, so he clears the same shayla, but in a little bit of a different nusach. It's the same yasayid with the same rayas. Well, let's see why it's Nageya, the way he clears it, how it's Nageya Tarasugya. So the way he clears it is that he says that the Torah says that you're miyabim the sister-in-law, ulakacha, vaisalayla isha. So he wants to know the fact that what is the mitzvah of Yibum? Is the mitzvah of Yibum that she should become the person's wife? She should become his wife. Ulakacha layla isha, that is the mitzvah. And if you don't have a ulakacha layla isha, she doesn't become his wife, so you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Or no? Now, the mechanics, how you would get her to become your wife, what's the kinyan? That's the ma'aseh bia, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the Torah wants that she should become his wife. Now, what's the mechanics of how that happens? Through the Maisa Bia, which is a Maisa Kinyan. But if for some reason she can't become his wife, you can't get to the Lekacha Leili Isha, it can't be that she becomes his wife, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. Or no, the halacha is to be boiler. That is the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of Yibum. The Torah says, Grada, if you do the mitzvah of Yibum, then she becomes your wife. You don't have to divorce her afterwards. She becomes your wife. It's the same shaila we cleared the first time, just a little bit of a drop of a different nusach. So says Reb Chaim, I want to bring a raya. There's a Shitas HaRambam. The Shitas HaRambam holds that by all chai ve'lavim, the isra of a chai ve'lav is only with kedushin. Meaning, Amana l'kayin gadol, for example. If Amana's boya l'kayin gadol, the Rambam says you're not chai anything. Not chai, it's not chai ve'lavim. It says, Amana grusha le'sikach. It's all in the l'kicha. If he marries her, then there's an isser when he's boil her. It's only if there is a kedushin, if there is a kicha. If there's no kicha, the bia itself is not us. So that's the Rambam Shita Bechai Belavin. So, says Reb Chaim, so l'chayr, if that's true, why is it by Yibum do we need to command to asei doich elois asei for a person to be miyabem, a lady who's chai belavin to him? What do you have to come on to? I have a great Eitza. I have an Eitza. Let him be miyabim her without Eidim. Without Eidim. Remember the first year we said, if it's taka kinyan like kedushin, you'll need Eidim. We brought a Ramah that you need Eidim. You'll need Eidim because it's a kinyan of kedushin. So Dr. B'chaim, I have Eitza over here. Be miyabim her without Eidim. Without Eidim. So there's no kinyan, there's no kicha. If there's no kicha, when he's living with her, there's no iser according to the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, chai ve'lavin are only usser, the bia, if it was first with the kiddushin. Leisikach is always a leisikach necessary to get to that. If you just boil a chai ve'lavin, the Rambam holds you're not over on anything. So I have an eitza. Be boiler without edim, I'm a kai the mitzvah of yibum, and finished. And there's no iser of chai ve'lavin here. So why does the Gemara have to come on to an asei deichalois asei l'chayra? Let him just be mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum without any edim, so there's no kinyan of kedushin, and finished, and everything's good. Is a raya, says Reb Chaim, you see from here that no. If he's not going to be kind to her as a wife, if he's not going to make a kedushin here, what we would call a kedushin, so then there's no yibum at all. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not just the bia. The mitzvah is that she should become his wife just like kedushin. The mechanism is the bia. So memela, therefore, there we have to come on tasei doichalei sasei. So that's Reb Chaim's way of coming to the tzad that the ikar mitzvah is she should become his wife. That's what the Torah wants. How do you do that? The mechanism is through a kinyan called Bia, called, we call it the Maisi Yibum, Bia to become his wife. That's the Hakdama. So with that, Frechter B'chaim, a question, and this is a question, as we'll see, all the Achrayim are very bothered by, and that is, the Gemara wants to say in the Havamina, that the assay of Yibum should be doicha, even Arayis. Alois assay sheesh by kareis. Now, L'chaira, what is going to happen over here? Chayve Krisos, Kedushin is not typhus in Chayve Krisos. If a guy goes over to a lady, Hareyat Mekudeshesli, goes over to his sister-in-law, goes over to his any Chayve Erva, Hareyat Mekudeshesli, V'tabazu, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, Eidim, everything, it's garnish, zero. It's garnish, Kedushin is not typhus. So, Frechter B'chayim, you're going to have Asei Deichalois Asei, which is going to allow you to have a bio with this erva, with this Chayve Krisos. L'chayra, what are you going to gain? Kedushin's not typhus. She'll never become his wife. She'll never become his wife. You'll never mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum. So what does the Gemara want here that we should say that Yibum is Asei Deichalois Asei Sheyesh Bekaris, even if we're going to make it that he's able to be boil her because the Asei is the Deichalois Asei, but what is it accomplishing? Is that accomplishing anything? At the end of the day, she's never going to become his wife because Kedushin is not typhus in a Chayve Krisos. It doesn't work. So he'll do the Maisa Kinyan. Maisa Kinyan doesn't work. The whole point. Now, if the mitzvah was just to be boil her, we don't care if she becomes his wife at the end. So good. So maybe that's what the Gemara means. But says Reb Chaim, I have a raya, as his raya that he brought from this other case of Chai Ve'lavin. And we had Achrayim who talk about that you need Eidim and all these types of things, that it's a Maisa Kinyan. If it's a Maisa Kinyan, the Kinyan is not accomplishing anything. Because Chai Ve'krisus, Kedushin is not Typhus. Azoi Frechter of Chaim Soloveitchik, Kasha on the Gemara. Now, so one might have said, well, one second, maybe in this case Kedushin would be typhus. Like, make a taste of Kedushin's taka, not typhus in this case. So there's an Afike Yam here in Simen Ches, and Afike Yam says as follows. Afike Yam says, we see that when you have Asei Deichalei Sasei, it doesn't get rid of the whole Isser. I mean, a raya. By Chai Ve'lavin, for example, the halacha is, Asei is Deichalois Asei, he's allowed to be Boel, Mimiyavim, the Chai Ve'lavin. But only Bia Rishayna. First Bia, that's it, after I divorce her. Bia Shniyah is Asser. Why is Bia Shniyah Asser? What do you mean? You were Matar him to be Miyavim her. I was Matar him to be Miyavim her because the Asei was Deichalois Asei. But once that, after that, they may be married because by Chai Ve'lavin, Kedushin is typhus. But he can't live with her anymore. There's a Bia Shniyah here. Well, what do you mean? Isn't she mutter? Wasn't I matter her through the Asei Deichalois Asei? So if you came, obviously you were not matter her from the Asei Deichalois Asei. All the Asei Deichalois Asei was in this Maisa right now of living with her, you don't have to worry about that she has a lav on her. But all that gets you is that Maisa itself. She is a Chai Ve'lavin. So therefore he says, if that's true, let's look at Chai Ve'krisus now. Let's look at Chai Ve'krisus. He says, if you think about it, and this is the way he brings out the same kasha that Reb Chaim's asking, he brings it out, he says like this. L'chaira, when a man goes over to a Chai Ve'krisus with Kedushin, a regular Chai Ve'krisus, gives her a ring, Hareyam Kedushesli. Did he do anything wrong? Nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with giving her a ring. There's nothing wrong with giving her a kesef. It's a Maisa Heter. But what's this Maisa Heter? Is trying to accomplish something that's usher, the Mary Chai Ve'krisus. So the Maisa Heter, there's nothing wrong with it, but doesn't accomplish anything. Why? Because Chai Ve'krisus Kedushin is not typhus in it, because she's an erva. So he says, Vemeil, the same thing is going to be by Asei Deichalois Asei Sheyesh Bekaris. With the Gemara wants that you should have Asei Deichalois Sheyesh Bekaris. What's Asei Deichalois Asei Sheyesh Bekaris? It means that the Maisa Bia they're going to have is 100% mutter. Wonderful, 100% mutter. 100% mutter. What's that 100% mutter Maisa trying to accomplish? It's trying to be kaina someone who you can't be kaina. Chai Ve'krisus. The Bia Shniyah is usher in that lady. It's not just the Bia Shniyah is usher. It won't even work. The Kedushin can't be, the Tvisa doesn't help. So Mamela, the fact that it's a Maisa Heter going on is like walking over and giving a Chai Ve'krisus cash. Haram Kadeshli. He didn't do anything wrong. What?
That essay is telling you to do a futile thing.
Pashas,
it's being
the asher of a steer. Well, how does it work? What do you mean?
He's trying to answer, no?
No, he's asking a kasha. We're still asking. This is just his way of asking the kasha. So Mamela, kumt, but this is the way he says it. So if it comes out that you don't accomplish anything, then you weren't mekayim a mitzvah saseh either. That's what he says. So Mamela, the saseh can't be, you go in a circle here. Saseh can't be the chalei saseh, you're back where you started. The whole thing should not work. This is how he, Davikayim, says the question. At the end, he says it would be more mistabrit to say the other tzad, that you don't, it's not a ma'isa kinyan, it's just a ma'isa mitzvah ba'alma. And Mamela Torah is telling you be mekayim the mitzvah, and you're mekayim the mitzvah, even if he don't end up being his wife. He says more mistabrit like that, and the Torah says v'haisa leila isha by a regular yibum. All the Torah is saying, if it's a regular yibum, you don't have to divorce her afterwards. We allow you to stay with her, right? But everybody else, if it's usher, it's usher. He says avo mistima sachroinim zalei nirakein v'tzarech bir. We know it's really tut stadim in nachroinim, but he says mistima sachroinim. So that's the way. This is the way that Fikayam asks the question is, we'll make it that tamaisa heter, just like giving her money. But the ma'isa heter does not accomplish anything. If you're not accomplishing anything, back to that it's not even a mitzvah, so memela, the thing should not be chal. Continuing with another version of asking the kasha. Each one has its own thing. Rabbi Chanan in Kaivet Tzaharis brings down a chakira from Reb Shimon, from Shimon Shkop. He brings down a chakira. The chakira is like this. What's the reason why Kedushin is not typhus in Chayve Krisis? Why is Kedushin not Chayve Krisis? Is the reason because since there is a chiyuv, there's an isser here, there's an isser to this lady, so since there's an isser, memela, an isser krisos here, memela, the Kedushin's not typhus, is that the reason? Or no? That's not the reason. The same reason that tells you that there's an isser to marry an erva, that same Siba tells you that the Kedushin is not typhus. It's not because of the Isser. The same Siba, whatever's prior to that, the Makar, that says this lady is an erva and there's Chiv Krisos, this Siba tells me Kedushin is not typhus. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is in a case where we get rid of the Isser. If you get rid of the Isser, if the Isser is what causes Kedushin not to be typhus, and now the Isser is mutter, so Kedushin should be typhus. But if the reason is because there's a Siba, this lady is Achais Isha, she's an Arava. She's an Achais, she's a sister-in-law. Now, the fact that she's a sister-in-law causes a number of things to be problematic. One, it causes a Chi of Krisis. One, it causes Tvisis Kedushin not to happen. The fact that I'm Matur the Isser, but she's still a sister-in-law. If she's still a sister-in-law, Kedushin won't be typhus. The Isser is not what causes the Kedushin not to be typhus. What caused the Isser caused the Kedushin not to be typhus. Zokt, this is Reb Shimon Shkop's Chakira. And he brings a Marid Rashi. Rabbi Chanan, I think, brings the Rashi. Rabbi Chanan brings a Rashi on Nun Beis Amid Aleph. Rabbi Chanan brings a Rashi on Nun Beis Amid Aleph. Rashi over there is going on and the idea of mimer. What's mimer? You go over to a Yavama, regular Yavam, it's they're supposed to be Miyabimer. He goes over to her and he says, Arei Amakadashasli. He gives her money, Arei Amakadashasli. So we all know that mimer is only kaina her midurabana. Only kaina her midurabana. It's not kaina midiraisa. There's no kedusha midiraisa. Now, l'chaira, Rashi's bothered by this. He says, Vavagav diyoiv la midi, lav kiddushin gemurim hain. Rashi has a kash over here. This guy is mutter to his sister-in-law. He's going to be miyav, he's going to marry her. So if he's mutter to her, so he should walk over to her, harayam kadash li because of tabasu kadas maishi sol. Why is kiddushin not typhus? Why is kiddushin not typhus midaraisa? She's a regular mutter isha to him. She's mutter. The Torah said, his sister-in-law, Eishazach, Ein Leibonim, marries the brother-in-law, right? So that means she's mutter. If she's mutter, why is Kedusha not typhus? Why, when he's Mekadisher, does only work Midrabon? And Dr. Rashi, Lav Kedushin Gemurim Henki Kedusha Taira, Sharei Ein Kedushin Typhsim Be'eshazach. She's an Ashes act. She's a sister-in-law. Kedusha is not typhus. What do you mean? The Torah was matter. The Torah didn't make her into an unrelated woman to him. If he does the Seder HaMitzvah, which is the Bia, the Kasa Rachmana, then she's mutter. So Zakhtar Balchanan, one second over here. We got rid of the Isser. When he lives with her, 100% heter. Again, we're not talking about a regular case of Yibum. There's no Shilas. She's 100% mutter to him. If she's 100% mutter, if the reason Kedushin is not typhus in the Erva is because of the Isser, we got rid of the Isser. We got rid of the Isser. Why is Kedushin not typhus? Zokter B'chan, it's a Raya Brewer from Rashi, that it's not the Isser that causes Kedushin not to be typhus. It's the fact that what caused the Isser. She's an Achais Isha. Achais Isha, she's a relative. She is an Eishazach, I'm sorry. She's an Eishazach. She's a relative, a sister-in-law. Now that she's a sister-in-law, that causes numerous problems. Number one, it causes she's usher to Mechayev Krisis. Number two, it causes a problem. Kedusha is not typhus. So we got rid of the Isser to marry her if you follow the Torah's rules, but she's still an Eishazach. And if she's still an Eishazach, Kedushin is still not typhus in her. So you go walk over to her, Amakudeshesli, it doesn't work. So Zakhtar B'chanan, it's Muchach from here, that if the Siba is still around, Kedushin won't be typhus. So Memela, Rabbi Chanan is asking, and really, Rabbi Shimon's asking this question. So now let's look at Arasei Deichalaisa, say Keshesh Bekaris, in the case where there's another Erva involved over here. So you're going to come along and say, Asei is Deichalaisa, say Sheish Bekaris. And Memela, we're going to be matter her to have this Maisa Yibom, but is she still an Eishazach? I mean, Achais Isha, she's still an Achais Isha. She's still an Erva. The Siva's still there. Rashi says, Mavurish, the Siva doesn't go off, even in a real case of Yibom. So that means to say, Kedushin is still not typhus in her. So Memela, that's the way Reb Shimon asked the Kasha, and Rabbi Chanan with Reb Shimon here asking the Kasha, the same, we're all asking the same Kasha over here. How is this going to work in Asei Deich Aleis Asei Sheish Beikaris if Kedushin is not typhus in this Isha? And we're going all in different types of mechanics, how that is going to work. So, comes along Reb Shimon and says, a Yesaid Gadol here, in Asei Deich Aleis Asei, which causes a big mavucha that we won't get into, but if you want to look at the bottom of Shari Yosher and Kuntras Asveik, it's Shar Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, they have all the raid, all the Rashiva's raid over there, they all go into this Reb Shimon. But Reb Shimon says, he aside here and he says, it's true. Normally when you say Asei Deich Aleis Asei, it doesn't get rid of the Isser and Gansen. It doesn't make it that it was a Hutra Mice over here. It makes it that in this little situation of the Asei, Deich Aleis Asei, you are allowed to do it. If there's other side issues over here, they still exist. That's usually because that's all you really need to be Mekayim the Asei. But if you find me a situation where the only way you could be Mekayim the Asei is not just being Deich Aleis Asei, it's taking off the entire Isser and the entire Siba Se Isser, that is what Asei Deich Aleis Asei is going to do. And he brings a raya to this. The Gemara has a Havamina that if a person's Ma'anis, a Chayve Lavin, so the Chayra of Eloys Yeli Isha is an Asei, Kal Yamav. A Chayve Lavin, you should say Asei Deich Aleis Asei. So the Gemara gives a different Teretz. Why not? So Zokt Rav Shem, one second. The Isser of Chayve Lavin is to be boil her, right? What's the mitzvah of Laisiyah Le'isha? To be married to her. Will they ever say you have to be boil her? So what's the assay of Laisiyah Le'isha going to knock off the lav of whatever the Chayve Lavin are? The assay is not to be boil her. The assay is to be married to her. Married to her, fine, so be married to her. But you know, they're not happening at the same time. Zokter Shimon, Elamai, you see from here, that when the Torah says, V'loi si Elisha, what does that mean? Mean married to her in a way, the person stays married to his wife, being boil her. Even though that's not mamish the mitzvahs I say to be boil her, but if the only way you're going to be able to be mekayim, V'loi si Elisha, is to be matter even the bia to her, It takes, that's what I say Deichalesa could do. I say Deichalesa, I say, has the ability to be able to take care of anything that's going to be impediment to the assay. Normally, it's not such a big deal. You just knock it off, b'shas maitza. In certain cases, it has its ability to go in and continue to torpedo whatever's in the way. So Zakter Shimon Memela, that's what the Gemara is saying over here. That Asei Deichalesa Asei Sheish Beikaris. It's not just because we have all these kashas. L'chaira, all you're doing is taking very minimal, taking care of the Maisa Bia being Materit, but the Eisphere of Kedusha being Typhus, L'chaira has no Shaykhis, won't be taken care of. Zakter Shimon, no. Asei Deichalesa Asei Sheish Beikaris. Since the only way to be Mekayim this Asei is actually to take off even the Sibas HaIsra. This is going to be a Mardik HaChidish over here. You're going taking off in Gansen everything. Memela Kedushin will be Typhus and Memela he'll be able to stay with her. That's Reb Shimon's bumper over here in Asei Deichalesa Asei and in Asei Deichalesa Asei Sheish Beikaris. The one last knetch here is Rav Shach, Zechariah Levracha. Rav Shach, and this, it gets itself into, I think you have to then go into Gemara and Kedushin and things like that, which is a sugya b'fnei atzmai. Rav Shach here, in the end of Yibam B'chalitza, he writes that we're taking on over here that if Yibum, the Maisa Bi of Yibum is a Kinyan, we're saying it is Kedushin, like it's synonymous names to it. So Mamela, if it's a Kinyan, what do you mean? Kedushin is not Typhus. Kedushin is not Typhus. Zokter Shach, he says, Valoi, he says, the Gemara talks about, let's say, Deichalaisa Sheshakaris, Valoi, Afilu Asei Deichalaisa Sei, Mikamokam Alhi Chai Vikrisus, Vechi Hani Akinyan Ba, right? So in two lines, Reb Shach says all the lashonis of the question we said till now. Kedushin is not chal in a chai v'krisus. The kinyan of Yibum is chal in a chai v'krisus. Now, in general, they're doing the same idea, but it's lav dafka the same thing. It's lav dafka the same thing. Kedushin won't be chal in chai v'krisus. But if the Torah came along and said that I say is deichai lois asei sheish b'karis, so he asked me, what do you mean Kedushin's not typhus in that lois asei b'karis? You're right, Kedushin is not typhus in that lois asei b'karis. But Yibum is typhus in that in a chai v'krisus. The kinyan of Yibum could be typhus. The Achrayim are very busy just interchanging the two Lashinas because we're trying to say they accomplish the same thing. Rav Shach says, Avada, they're going to accomplish the same thing, but they are not the same thing. There's a Kenyan called Kedushin, there's a Kenyan called Yibum. Now, that's why I said, at the beginning of the Gemara Kedushin, the Gemara handles learning Kedushin and Yibum from each other, right? How do you know B is a Kenyan, learn it from Yavama? So now, if they're not the same thing, you're going to have to know how exactly that Gemara is going to work. No, when are we going to get to Kedushin? No, 3 years, 4 years, whatever. Hopefully, we'll try to remember the Shaila then, right? But Lamaisa, it would seem to me, again, without remembering any sugyas, it would seem to me that Gemara might need some Ion Lepi that. However, that Lamaisa is where Reb Shach comes along and says the whole Hanukkah of this whole Shaila is based on the idea that if it's a Kenyan, it's called Kedushin. Kedushin is not typhus. No, it's a Kenyan called Yibum. Yibum would be typhus even in Chai Vei Krisus. Okay, we will continue next time.